I want to talk about some things, and the things that I want to talk about to start out with is, well, sex, first and foremost. The reason I want to talk about that is because there's a lot of confusion when it comes to that, and I'm going to go ahead and say, if you're young, below the age of consent, move on, move along, don't listen to this shit, because one, you don't need to hear it, and two, you don't want to know how disappointing sex really is. Most women actually happen to believe that guys can last longer than a minute, when in the reality of it is, most guys can last about 37 seconds, that's counting 4 seconds of cuddle time. Doesn't matter what positions he puts you in, honey, that's all you're getting. And on top of that, if you have dogs, which I have 3, they can turn a good sex act into a fucking comedy show in a heartbeat. And the reason I say that is because my wife and I try to live pretty adventurously when it comes to sex, you know, with one another, not with, you know, other people and whatever the fuck else it is you guys do. But I can say that when we're trying to get down with the diddle, and you have dogs in the room, it turns into a comedy act pretty fucking fast. You know, you're in the middle of, yeah, baby, that's deep. Yeah, that's deep, right? You like that, don't you? And right before it's cuddle time, you look over and you got one dog humping air, you got the other one fucking the other one's face, and the other one is trying to nudge you in deeper with his cold, wet nose. And that's not helpful at all. When you get that cold nose on the butt cheek and it's like, woo, shit, I need a drink of water. And he's like, like, he's agreeing, like, I do too. It just throws the whole experience right out the fucking window, right? So, moving on from that, I do have a few things that I want to talk about. One, groups and individuals. I don't understand either one anymore because they're pretty much one and the same. Everybody that's an individual wants to be part of a goddamn group. Everybody that's part of a goddamn group wants to be a fucking individual, and I can't make heads or tails of it because I know people who are like, well, I am an individual. Yes, as you know, I think for myself, I act for myself, and I'm myself. Alright, you have my attention. But you lose my attention when you're like, I'm part of the Freemasons. And then I have questions. What the fuck is that? It's a group. Huh? So you're a individual and you're a group? Well, no, I'm an individual, but I'm part of a group. Yeah? No shit. So you're an individual and you're a part of a group. Gotcha. How does that work? Well, see, what it is in this group, I get to associate with like-minded people like myself. No fucking kidding. Like-minded people like you? Dude, I know you. There's not a lot of people that are like-minded like you. Oh, yes, there is. I assure you, there's plenty of people that are like-minded people like me. Really? Enlighten me. Well, the thing is the group that I'm in is very, very secret. Yeah, had you fucked up on that. You didn't think I was going to do it, did you? But I did. So then my question is, how are you an individual in that group? Well, see, the thing is I have to pay money every month to this group to talk to like-minded people. No fucking kidding. Really? You have to pay money to be part of a group now? Because, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of groups out there that, you know, they don't really ask you for anything. You can just be part of them, like Alcoholics Anonymous, you know? A herpes patient zero group, you know? I mean, there's a lot of them you don't have to pay shit for. So why this one? Well, see what it is. Is I get to associate with like-minded people. Heard that the first time. So what makes this group so special? Well, we get stickers. No shit, you get stickers. Yeah. We get like bumper stickers, and we got a little license plate thing we put on our cars, and we all get to tell people that we're part of the Freemasons. Shit. No kidding. Is it like being in the Hell's Angels? Oh no, we're not a group of badass motherfuckers. We're just a group of motherfuckers. Gotcha. I don't understand, really. And I can't keep going on with this because I've got nothing for it. I don't understand how you claim to be an individual, but yet you want to be part of a group that you're willing to spend money on to get a goddamn bumper sticker. I don't get it. And I seen one of them, and they're not even that impressive. They're like one you stick on the back of your car. It looks like somebody wrote some shit with a Sharpie on there, and you're proud of this. And that's fine if you're into that, but I don't fucking get it. And another thing I don't get, while we're talking about things I don't get, and which is my show, so I'm going to talk about what I want to, I don't understand why so many people in our country are flying flags that represent our country. And I know you might think, that's fucked up. I got that. But what I'm not getting is the fact that you're flying a flag in a country to represent a country that we all already know that we're a part of and that we're in. Like the American flag. Why are so many people flying the fucking American flag on the back of their trucks? It's mostly trucks, by the way. It's not car owners, SUV owners. It's rednecks with pickup trucks. And they're not only flying one flag, they're usually flying like two or three. They're flying two or three. One flag is the American flag, the other one is the rebel flag, hell yeah, hee-haw, yee-haw. And the third flag is Don't Tread on Me, which is a fucking phrase made by goddamn Metallica. Which I'm fine with Metallica, by the way, and I'm fine with the flags, I'm fine with the phrases, but what I'm not fine with is the fact that people feel the need to fly them in a country that we already know exists and that we live in. So, are you lost? Do you just not know what country you're in, and you put it on your vehicle to remind you, or are you afraid that somebody else is going to forget it, and you put it on your vehicle to remind them? Because I'm not getting it. I don't get the rebel flag, and I live in the South, and I understand the premise behind it. I do. I get that. I understand it. But what I don't understand is all the rhetoric behind it. All the, hell yeah, hee-haw, yee-haw, the South's gonna rise again, the South's gonna do it again. What did you do in the first place? Like, I remember the whole history class about the war, blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to offend anybody here, but I don't understand. Can't you just let it go? Like, really, just let it be. Because the whole South's gonna rise again, it didn't work the first time. Why would it work the second? And there's no fight. There's no fight. Why are you trying to fight with yourself? Why are you trying to fight with your own country while you fly three goddamn flags on the back of your fucking lifted up GMC and your fucking Suburban? I don't get it. I don't understand. So, help me? Maybe? Or maybe I don't care. I don't really know. Ain't got a clue here. I'm just talking. So, I had a conversation with a cousin of mine not too long ago. And the conversation didn't go super, super well. Reasonably believing that he's not very bright. Maybe you think I'm not. I'm not really sure. But, again, I'm the one talking, so, you know, hey, listen to me, hopefully. I hope you enjoyed this, because this is still, nonetheless, jokes. We're talking about another relative who, let's say, had a little run-in with fentanyl. Now, I try to be an understanding, loving, caring person. Alright, I'm just fucking with you. I really don't. But the thing is I do try to be understanding as possible. And it doesn't always work out. And the reason why is because people do stupid shit. A lot of people are like, eh, we should ask the regular person about it. You shouldn't ask the regular person a goddamn thing until after you've talked to them, assessed their level of intelligence, and then decided that they were smart enough to talk to, and then have a conversation with them. And the reason I say that is because we have to put do not eat on shit like batteries, bleach, Tide Pods. We think dumping a bucket of ice on our head on a video to prove a point is smart. You know, climbing milk crates is genius. You know, I don't think we should put that much, what's the word? Put that much, shit, I think I had a Tide Pod. Well, lost that one. We're going to have to circle back. I'll remember the word in a minute. So anyways, middle, talking to my cousin. We're talking about another relative who OD'd on fentanyl. Knowing what fentanyl does to the individual, this dude OD's on fentanyl. Alright? I wasn't sad about this because, look, let me explain something to you. If you know what something does, you know that it's not good for you. You know that the outcome is going to be bad and you still do it. My philosophy is play dumb games, win dumb prizes. All right. So me and my other cousin are talking about this. And he's talking about Jim Bob ODing on fentanyl. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, play dumb games, win dumb prizes, right? And he's like, yeah, that's right. Play dumb games, win dumb prizes. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I got you, buddy. So he starts talking more in depth about drugs. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not very good when it comes to drugs. I've never really done them. I had a school teacher, and maybe you can relate to this. I had a school teacher that scared the fuck out of me. Really, like when I was like 13 years old, scared the fuck out of me when it came to drugs. He was like the preacher preaching up on the podium. He was like, "And if you do this, it could fucking kill you." And I was like, "Well, goddamn, that's pretty fucking rough." So I never really got into it. And then every time I had the opportunity to get into it, I was like, the dare officer, I was like, nah. I never said, just say no. But I never even really said no. I just said, nah. So while I'm talking to my cousin, we're talking about drugs and what leads you into it and everything like that. I tell him about what I think about dude doing drugs and doing fentanyl and, you know, killing himself. Because he took fentanyl and fentanyl did to him what fentanyl does. It fucking killed him. Roughly for about, I don't know, anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes. And they revived him. Which is good, I guess. They get him back and he's in the hospital for weeks, you know, a month, whatever. Hopefully learning a fucking lesson if he can remember any goddamn thing. And while me and my other cousin are talking, I said, play dumb games, win dumb prizes, and he agreed. Which was all well and good. Now, he's not the brightest bulb in the box. And you'll see where I'm going when I get this part out. we're talking back and forth, and he says, yeah, I don't see the sense in that. And I was like, neither do I, because I just can't get my head around doing something you know is going to kill you unless you actually want to die. And if you want to die and you're planning on committing suicide, I am definitely not the fucking guy to talk to about that, because, well, I'm not part of a group, but I'll probably try to help. You know what I mean? I'll try to tell you ways to do it without fucking up your house, so that way the people that are left behind after your unfortunate accident can, you know, sell the home without having to explain the blood splatter on the ceiling and shit, you know? Wrap a shower curtain around your head, drop a toaster in the bathtub with you, you know, just, you know, blah, blah, blah. I try to be helpful as I can. So anyways, we're talking. And as we're agreeing on the stupid decisions that were made by the stupid individual that did what the fuck he did, blah, 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 somewhere in the middle of it, my cousin happens to tell me that I'm being a hypocrite. And I stopped. Now, had we been in person, I would have looked at him, but I couldn't. But I did look at my phone, funny-like. As I spoke to my phone, even my phone looked back at me and was like, what the fuck? But I was like, the fuck did you just say to me? You just call me a hypocrite, man? And he's like, yeah, you're being a hypocrite. I was like, do you know what that means? I don't think you know what that means. Did you just try to use a big word on me? And he's like, I know what hypocrite means. And I'm like, well, I don't think you used that in the right context. Because we were agreeing when you called me a hypocrite. That doesn't make a lot of goddamn sense to me. And he's like, no, you're being a hypocrite. I was like, okay. How am I being a hypocrite? And he goes into this story. And he's telling me, you don't understand what it's like. I'm listening. Not following. But I'm listening. And he's like, well, the thing is, you know, when you're at a party. Uh-huh. I've been at parties. Well, but you're not listening. All right, sorry, I'll shut up. So I did. I shut up. I let him talk for, like, at least a minute and a half before I couldn't bear it anymore. And he says, well, when you're at a party and you're there and you're having a good time and you're drinking and you're doing drugs, man. You're doing drugs, you know. I'm sorry, did you lose yourself? Because you paused way too long after, I said, let me tell you something, man. I've been to those parties. I've been to the parties where, was the bottom line. But here's the thing about these parties. You claim that people forced you into something that they didn't actually force you into. Let me tell you why I don't believe they forced you into it. Because I've been at parties with you, where you took drugs that were given to you for no apparent reason other than the fact that they said they would make you feel good. You smoked them, snorted them, injected them, absorbed them rectally to have a good time. When I was sitting on the couch and I heard a boom out of the basement, and then Melvin comes upstairs with chunks of lab rat in his hair, holding a baggie of pills, and his eyebrows are still smoking. Well, what's left of them are smoking, and the other portions are on fire, offering me to take these pills to have a good time. You said yes, shoved one up your ass and one up your nose, and I was like, nah, I'm gonna stick with beer. Don't call me a fucking hypocrite when you don't know how to spell it, okay? We're just gonna leave that with that. Thirdly, I don't really know what all I'm trying to talk about tonight. I just wanna, well, talk. So, we've covered hypocrite, we've covered dogs in the bedroom, not fun. I want to talk about a true story. This story involves my father and fucked up shit being said. Have you ever sat around when you were younger and heard something said that is so fucked up, you start questioning everything around you immediately? And I do mean immediately. Like, for instance, when I was 13, me, my mom, my dad, and my sister, because everybody else was like, fuck this shit, and left, we're all living in this little house. Which was all well and good. Thing was, is what was said inside the walls of this house was significantly different than what you'd hear in the walls of other people's houses. Like, for instance, I'm 13. I'm laying in bed. It's a Saturday morning. And I'm having one of them 13-year-old dreams. A good one. Jessica Alba's there. And it's kind of nice. And I'm laying there and I'm looking at her like, she's looking at me like, I don't know if I should do this or not, even in a dream. You know, she knew what the fuck was up. So I'm laying there waiting for her to say something to me. Like any 13-year-old would presume, which would have been something like, come get it, big boy. That's not what she says, unfortunately. I'm laying there, looking at her, she's looking at me, and when she opens her perfect lips to say something sexy like, come get it, big boy, all I hear is my dad's voice boom out of her mouth. It is the most terrifying fucking experience of my life, because all I hear is, somebody's been fucking this dog. I said, what the fuck? She looked at me like, I know, right? And I was like, yeah, this is weird. Then I wake up, and I start questioning everything immediately. But as I'm questioning things, I hear it again. Somebody's been fucking this dog. Started looking around, and I'm like, did I fuck the dog? I didn't fuck the dog. I'd know if I fucked a goddamn dog. Jessica L was gone, erection's gone, and then all I hear is, these puppies have human hands. I gotta see this shit. So I get up, I run out to the living room, and there is my dad, with a quarter of a bottle of Jack Daniels left, looking at a box of fucking Furbies that my mom got the neighbors for Christmas. He passes out, I look at him, I look at her, and I'm like, Mom, do not let that man hand out those presents or be Santa for Christmas. Because any child that he interacts with will need therapy. I'm already there. You're welcome for that. I think movie violence has gone a little too far while I'm talking. And the reason I say that is because here a while back, well, by a while back, I mean a couple years ago, they had It 2. If we get that little yawn out of the way, let you know that I'm old and tired. Had It 2 had came out, my wife and my son and myself had all went and seen it in theaters. Right out the gate, I think they were way too violent. I think that they should have dialed it back a little bit. And the reason I say that is because right in the very beginning, first off, you don't need a 45-minute fight right in the beginning of the movie. You don't need somebody getting beat to death in the beginning of the movie. That doesn't even happen in John Wick. And they kill his fucking puppy, okay? And if that's a spoiler for you, fuck you, should have watched it sooner. But, you know, we're watching this movie, and there's like four angry rednecks sitting in a town called Derry, which you know is redneck as fuck. And these two gay guys come walking through. They start bickering back and forth, and the one's like, you need to call Martha Stewart and give her jacket back. Not sure what kind of comeback that was to the argument. It didn't go very well because dude got beat to death. But what I don't understand is why it took 45 minutes. Like, these guys get so mad that they throw one gay guy off the bridge, throw the other one to the ground, and the one guy gets on top of him and starts beating him like it's his job and he's up for a fucking promotion. I'm talking, he beats him for 35 minutes, and I was just surprised that the guy was still breathing and had a face, because after punches like that, you would have thought his head would have looked like a fucking, like a bowl with, like, you know, soup and a couple of eyeballs floating around in it. And he's like, you son of a bitch, bap, 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 bap. And the other guy's like, God damn, Frank, you're fucking him up. And he's like, I know, right? And it's like, it's just way too fucking much. Just smack him a couple times, throw a fucking vibrating rubber dick at him, and go on about life. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish here, but you didn't impress me if that's what you were trying to do, which I don't think they was trying to do that at all, because if they were trying to impress me, they would have just left the whole fucking situation right out. Got straight out to the killing. You know, I mean, they could have done that and I'd have been happy with it, but they didn't. So, you know, middle, 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 and now we're here. So, what else do we want to talk about? I'm thinking, give me a second. I got plenty of time. I drive a truck. And I hate truck drivers. It's kind of weird. But I've been driving, I've had Class A CDLs for like the last 10 years. And I'm going to be honest with you, they've been clean. Cleaner than a priest's hard drive. Wait a minute. I shouldn't say that. No. Alright, cleaner than somebody's fucking hard drive. Not a priest. I've never had an accident. Never been involved in one. Blah, blah, blah. And I always knew I would get into one. I always knew that at some point in my life, some point in my truck driving career, if you can call it that, that eventually some Yahoo would hit me. Never thought I'd hit some Yahoo, because I didn't, and I'm smarter than that. But I always knew somebody had fucking hit me eventually. Been pretty good at escaping it until now. So 10 years, clean driving history. I finally get hit. And I always hoped it would be by somebody cool. I always hoped it would be that 80-year-old man in a brand new 2023 Corvette just trying to get him some 18-year-old pussy just drive right into me, you know, just fuck his car up, and I could be happy about it and be like, eh, you know, I had a clean driving record until that old man in the Corvette trying to get some pussy hit me, and, you know, here we are. But that wasn't the case at all. No. My clean driving record got taken out by an old bitch in a Nissan Sentra in a construction zone. She just drives into me. Now, I'm not going to lie. At first, I wasn't going to be mean. I wasn't going to be rude because she was a little old lady. I was going to be nice about it. You know, I was going to call her a dumb bitch or a fucking old cunt. But I wasn't going to be mean. So, she hits me. I get out of the truck. She looks at me, I look at her, and she says, you hit me. I said, no, you fucking hit me. I don't know if you understand how the rules of the road work, sweetie, but when a person is on the interstate driving up the road, and you're trying to merge onto the interstate in a merge lane, well, the thing is I have the right of way, you do not. For those of you out there that do not know this, write this down. If somebody's traveling up the interstate and they're already on the fucking interstate and you're trying to get onto the interstate, they have the right of way. You do not. You were supposed to yield and merge with caution, which she failed to do. She didn't yield, and she didn't merge with caution, which is why we're having this conversation now. And she plowed into the side of my truck for no fucking reason, because all she had to do was clear the front of the truck and drive over into the other lane, because we were traveling at a maximum speed, I know it's very fast, but about 5 miles an hour. So, with that, she tries to leave. And I said, no, you can't leave. Why can't I leave? Well, because you hit me. Well, I didn't mean to. Well, I'm sure you didn't. I get that. But here's the thing, you did. Now, I gotta miss a couple days of work. I gotta do a drug test. I gotta do an alcohol test. I gotta show my dick on a computer screen at a Macy's. You know, while you fucking put your back bumper back on your car because you were too stupid to fucking speed up or slow down and wait. So, yeah, it was a whole thing. Just wanted to share that with you. What else do we want to talk about? I'm getting there, don't worry.